This is Linda Rood, and this is my story about my uncle, Arnold Joseph Ricard Jr. In 2007, I started having dreams about him. His birthday was July 5th, 1921, and mine is July 1st of 1951. But in these dreams, he was telling me, he says, "You have to find me." My dad had told me for many years, Junior had disappeared through because of the Bataan Death March. He had gone through that. And Dad was always afraid that Junior had been killed and left by the side of the road, and it had bothered him for over 60 years. So here, all of a sudden, I start having these dreams about my uncle, and he was at me every night, and I think a week or so. And so I started gathering information that my dad gave me, and all I had was a few little newspaper clippings from Kansas City Star and Stars and Stripes, to where they had Junior in Corregidor, and one had him in Pearl Harbor, which I did find out he was there and then was transferred out a week or two before the bombing. So I got on the computer and got these newspaper clippings and looked up Corregidor, and I hear this voice over my left shoulder telling me, "It's a good start, girl. I'm not there, but keep looking." So I started going up Bataan and putting out, you know, looking things up on the internet, and I found a group of Bataan survivors and the Army Air Corps group. So I wrote emails and sent out well over 100 emails, but I heard from Ben Steele, who has since passed away, Bill Bartsch, and Andy Miller, who lives here in Albuquerque. And with the help of these guys, they gave me my uncle's serial number and where the bases he was on Bataan. So I started at the far, I'm going to say left hand because I'm looking at the map and I'm not sure if it's north, south, or what. But I started on the left-hand side of the island or the peninsula and started working across. And each time I'd get to a place, he'd say, "Girl, you're getting closer. Keep going." And as I went across, I found he had joined the Bataan Death March in Pilar, where they marched up to San Fernando and got onto the trains to go to Camp O'Donnell, which had been an Air Force base that the Japanese had taken over. And each time I got these places, he says, "Yep, I was there. You keep going, girl." So I got to Cabatatuan. He says, "You found me. This is where I ended up." And he died June 10th, 1942, excuse me, 5:15 p.m. And he died with 14 other guys that day. He was buried with 14 other guys. And on that day, 22 died. But then I got a notice from the lady who runs the cemetery in Manila. And she sent me an email saying, "We've got your uncle here." Because when our guys came through in 1945, they disinterred Cabatatuan. And all of our guys that were there that could not be sent home are buried in Manila. So she told me, she says, "I have a picture of the area where he's at, and I can send it to you." So I emailed her back and told her, "Yes, please do, and let me know how much it's going to cost." She emailed right back, "It won't cost you anything." So I got all of this together. This is from July, and now it's first part of December, and by the middle of December, I have all the paperwork on my uncle, even from the military themselves. I have all of his papers. I took it all and the picture up to my mom and dad, who at the time were living in Edgewood, to show them and let my dad know where his brother is, what happened to him, and everything. 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks later, January 11th, let's see, I'll backtrack a little bit. It was about December 16th, I met with my parents. January 11th of 2008, my mom died. June of 2008, Andy Miller died. Ben Steele passed away this past summer, 2012. And all of this got together in 5 months' time with the help of the government, and I'm just overwhelmed with their help, and I thank them.